I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I think we can all agree, or at least most people will agree, that we spend too much time on our devices.
Yeah.
We don't spend enough time interacting with other people, and we're buried in our phones.
I'm concerned about my kids later on in life.
I'm concerned about society as in general. And what the bad thing is, even though we all know this, we don't know what to do about it because we're addicted to our phones.
The best part is we read this on our phones.
I know, right? I can't tell you how many times I'm scrolling, and it's like, if you're spending all day scrolling on your phone, and I'm like, they're trying to sell me something. I'm not falling for that.
Yesterday, I was talking to John, and I said something. I was like, oh, I don't know. Let me look it up. Before I know it, I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I'm like, how'd I even get here? I was on Google looking something up and ended up on Instagram.
So the difference in you and me is I would be scrolling. I'd be like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to look something up. I won't even get to the looking it up part before I'm doing something else I shouldn't be. Well, there is a city in Japan that's passing a law about this. They are proposing an ordinance. I should say they have not passed it yet, but they're proposing an ordinance which will limit smartphone use to 2 hours per day. And it will encourage elementary students to stop using devices at 9 p.m. and a 10 p.m. recommendation for middle school and older children. However, this is a voluntary or non-binding ordinance. So it wouldn't actually have any penalties if you broke it, but they're wanting to pass this ordinance to give people the awareness of how bad this is.
So you'll be able to tell your kid, without kind of lying, but this is illegal for you to be on your device right now.
You have to put your device away. It's against the law.
They're watching us.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, though, because you know they have the technology that they could shut down our cell phones whenever they wanted
to. In our bank accounts.
For 2 hours.
In our cars.
I'd stop your stressing me out.
Your refrigerator, your thermostat, your front door.
Yeah, they just snap a finger and all of a sudden it's all gone.
Now, a recent survey found young people in Japan spend an average of 5 hours per day on phones, tablets, and computers.
Oh, that's so low.
I was going to say, that sounds like amateur hour to me. I can spend more than that, especially when you add in the fact we spend a ton of time here at work on the computer looking for things to talk about and checking facts and things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is some good, obviously, to it with research and the amount of stuff and work you can get done with your cell phone.
Oh, anything that ends up ruining your life is it starts off with a good purpose, but you abuse it.
Yeah, because that's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm scrolling, and it's bad.
Well, and it's hard to determine which one. Okay, am I doing the bad you know, internet stuff now, or the good one?
Oh, I do both.
Well, the other thing with our job is you are looking for stories all day long.
Yep. I can't tell you how many times I'm at home, I see a reel or a story, and I send it to my work email, so I'll have it the next morning.
Yep.
So I'm able to justify my doom scrolling.
Our addiction. We're justifying it.
Can't tell you how many times I'm on Amazon, I'm looking to buy something. Like, maybe one day down the road, I could use that on the show, or I could wear that on the show.
That whoopee cushion will come in handy.
Yeah.
But I actually thought about that this morning. The last two nights, I've been in bed like 7:30. So I've been waking up at 3 o'clock and not being able to go back to sleep. So I turned the TV on this morning, and I grabbed my phone.
Yeah.
And I start scrolling, and I look at this phone, and I held it. I'm like, you're such an addiction. You're such an addiction.
You blamed it on the phone.
I did.
What's funny is if you think about it, whenever we were growing up, people thought TV was going to ruin us all.
It did.
Oh, you're staring at the TV too long. Mm-hmm. It had nothing on the smartphone. It was so lame in comparison to how much of our time it took.
But we had to gravitate to that. It's a gentle nudge into the cell phone society. But the tough thing, too, about going to bed, you know, you're tired. You're like, I don't want to read or do anything. I'm just going to watch a reel. And you know, if I do this, I'll be up for 30 minutes. You know that if you watch one, you're going to be up for the next 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. That's amateur.
Well, this town is trying to do something about it. I don't know if passing a law is the answer. I don't know what the answer is, but I think society is going to change as a result of it. And it's going to be different. Whether it's good or bad is up to the people who have to live in it to judge. But I'll probably be gone by the time it's too crazy.
Yeah, you could be.
It's already too crazy.
Okay, you could be right. It could happen faster than I thought.
I started with my iPhone like most people. I downloaded the GPS app because I thought it was cool. Then the iTunes app, then the Pocket God app. Fast and Furious, I am T-Pain, Shazam, Paper Toss. I didn't know what I was downloading anymore. I had become a 20-app-a-day downloader. I needed an app just to keep track of all my other apps. I knew my life was out of control when I had so many apps on my iPhone, I couldn't find the phone app. Thank goodness I found Appaholics Anonymous.
At Appaholics Anonymous, we understand. Our 12-app program can help you cure the craving and delete your downloads.
After I downloaded my sponsor app, I was able to curb my appetite for apps. Thank you, Appaholics Anonymous.
Appaholics Anonymous. If you're serious about ending your addiction, we've got an app for that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, are you feeling productive today?
No. Nope.
Or are you going to just wait and use that productivity mindset another day?
Use it. Yeah. I have to find it.
So we're only productive 3 days a week, according to research.
Man, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
I would be happy to be productive 3 days a week.
So are you productive from the minute you get to work to the minute you leave? Me too. So apparently the average person is only productive 3 days a week, and they say, like, during the summer months, it drops down to 2.5 days.
I will say, in our job, you don't have a lot of choice but to be somewhat productive. I mean, we got to do the breaks. We got to talk. But there are days when we come in and you're like, are any of us hitting on all the cylinders today?
Yeah.
And that's frustrating. But, I mean, there's not a lot of choice on whether to be productive in this job.
So I have the things that are actually making us not as productive.
I know.
Oh.
Obviously, our phones.
Well, okay, cell phones are a distraction. We've talked about that. Getting a bad night's sleep, that you know, and how many times has Tori pinched herself this morning saying, wake up, wake up?
Oh, my gosh, I had my forehead rested on the mic earlier. I almost fell asleep.
You know what's weird about that? Yeah. You will have days where you don't get any sleep, and you come in and have your best day. Mm-hmm. You're punch drunk, and everything is great. And then you have days when you don't get any sleep, and you come in, and you're dead to the world. And you also have days where you got lots of sleep, and you come in, and you're dragging.
Mm-hmm. All right, things that kill our productivity at work. It's either too hot or too cold in the office.
It's too cold.
Thermostat
problems.
It's too
cold in here.
Yeah.
Too cold outside today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I walked outside, and I was like, Hello, fall.
No, I'm not ready.
Nice to see
not
you.
Not ready for it.
Yeah. When it's cold in here, though, it's better than when it's hot and Tom takes off his shirt.
People laugh when I tell them I literally wear a jacket the entire time. Well, and it's about to become a beanie cap weather, too.
It's like the computers, like at school, like the computer rooms, my kids will complain they keep them so cold because we have all this fancy equipment in here and they have to keep it colder.
True.
So your coworkers distracting you or talking to you.
We don't have that problem in here.
I mean, that's our job, is to talk to each other.
Well,
even when the microphones are off.
And I've been more talkative today because I've gotten good sleep lately, and I think I'm annoying them.
No one wants to talk because Tori's sleepy today. Yeah. Her talk box is off.
Now she knows how I feel
every single other day.
Yeah, Tori's got her head rested on the microphone. Going, I wish he'd just shut up.
I know. I told Tom, I made a comment earlier, I said, I'm not going to say another word. Tom says, I bet you will.
Noisy office is also distracting, they say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the office gossip. Because I want to hear. I want to know what's going on.
I just think sometimes, especially if I had to work in a cubicle farm, that would be distracting because there's so much, you know, phones ringing, people talking, and I just could not concentrate.
I'm not going to call this place out, but my wife and I had a dinner at a restaurant Friday a week ago.
Mm-hmm. You're going to throw it up.
Excuse me. And it was so loud in there. You couldn't even talk across. And it wasn't, I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. It's just there was so many people and they had hardwood floors and walls without any absorption stuff. And it's just bouncing its sound everywhere.
I have turned into that old person. I will walk into a restaurant and if it's screaming music, I will turn around and walk back out.
And that's what I know. We got great bands, local bands in the upstate that perform at the local bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
But why does it have to be so loud? I do still want to carry on a conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're there to eat and watch you. We're not, it's not a concert where they're just to watch you.
Maybe the bands could just play out back.
Yes. With the door closed and the windows just like crack. So you hear it, but it's not too much.
I would just turn the radio on.
Thank you for coming today.
What's killing our productivity at work? Computer problems.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's not even new.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I lobbied for a law that would have made it legal for you to shoot your computer, but it didn't go over.
And it's so slow sometimes, and they won't upgrade the computers. Boredom is also killing your productivity. You're just plain bored at work.
That doesn't kill productivity. That's because you're not being productive.
Okay, but you're bored, so you get on your phone, and then that's killing productivity.
I mean, maybe. Only if you didn't have something you needed to be doing.
I'm more bored at home.
Yeah.
All right.
I waste a lot of time at home.
Oh, my gosh. At home, I can find so much to do. I'll run errands. I'll go outside. It's here where I'm bored.
I need your motivation.
So many shows I've got to watch.
Yeah.
I know.
Being distracted by personal issues and home life, a lot of times you got a lot of stuff, like maybe the kids' homework's due and, you know, other bigger problems in life, like paying the bills.
Old
and
that aging parents.
Could be that.
That's heavy.
Okay. And being hungry is a distraction.
I don't have that problem.
I know you don't.
I just eat. I'm like, okay, give me a biscuit.
But if you're that hungry where it's distracting your productivity at work, like, you know, I've got to get to lunch. I want to go to lunch early.
I can see that, though. Lots of people probably get unproductive at around 11 or so because they're starting to get really hungry and they're thinking about that lunch.
I've been Googling restaurants over here just to see what I might be in the mood for today.
Then finally, the final thing that's killing your productivity at work, being hungover.
Oh, that's not fun going into work with a hangover.
Or someone that has a hangover.
It's best just to leave the party and come straight here before the hangover kicks in.
Exactly. get an Uber and just rough it out.
Yes. My friends drop me off.
It's like, hey, and call your coworker and say, I'm going by the convenience store to get us something to drink. Keep the party going.
When's the liquor store open up?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I think we mentioned this briefly on the show the other day, but I found a news story about it today, and it's about how Americans are starting to get tired of the giant meals that they get at restaurants. And you know what they're doing?
Ordering kids meals.
They're ordering kids meals.
My mom has been doing this for years.
Okay, but you got to have a kid sitting there.
You don't.
No, you don't.
You don't?
Yeah, don't really.
So, like, because it'll say, like, kids menu for 12 and under.
Yeah, but most restaurants will serve you something off that kid's menu if you want it.
And the crazy thing is, and I didn't order the kid's menu this time because I have in the past, very seldom, but it said kids 12 and under, $7.99, kids over 12, $8.99. I'm like,
wow.
Oh, they don't cap that age.
Yeah.
So that means all kids over 12.
That's interesting because what's the difference? It's probably the same exact meal.
It is, but it's just a dollar more.
That's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, they said that one of the reasons that adults order these kids' meals is for the smaller portions and lower prices.
Yes.
Because people are tired of paying $15.99 for a lunch.
And appetizers are expensive, too. They're the same price as an entree
they
now.
They are expensive
now. It's ridiculous.
Now.
And you get a lot. I understand that. But I don't want that. I want smaller portions.
I like the big portion when it comes out, and then I'm like, I can't eat all that after all. Because my eyes are bigger than my mouth.
Right. Well, yeah, and then you feel like you actually got your money's worth because then you kind of got two meals
right,
out of it.
Right, exactly.
But I hate, though, when they bring you the bread and you fill up on that and you're like, you ready to order? No, I'm good now. I'll see y'all later.
They say another reason that people order off of the kids' menus is the simplicity and familiarity of the product. So it's like chicken fingers. You know what they are. You know, it's simple, and they order it. And some restaurants are responding by having kids' meals for adults. McDonald's has the adult Happy Meals now with smaller portions and retro collectibles.
Oh, okay. I don't want an adult toy.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are kind of adult toys. I mean, they're retro, so they're aimed for for people who will appreciate them.
Well, you know, the other day when I go to Wendy's, and I hardly ever eat fast food, but I went to Wendy's. I get the Biggie Meals. You get a junior bacon cheeseburger, four nuggets, small fries, small drink for $5.
You sure you don't go more often than you say?
No.
You sure sounded like you knew all that real well.
Because that's usually what I get every time I go to Wendy's. I was going to get a Frosty this time, but I bypassed.
I'm the kind of person I would go and think, I'm going to order the kids' meal, save money, and get less. And then I would get there and look at the menu. I'm like, no, I'm going to get the big one after all.
Well, you know, when I do try and cut back like that, then I'm like, well, you know, I didn't get a bigger meal, so I might as well get a dessert. And what about this side, too? And before I know it, I have a huge meal, so just give me the big portion.
Do you feel like they're judging you, though, when you go in, like, the Burger King? Like, I just want the Whopper Jr. and small fries.
No, I mean...
And that person's like, where's your kid?
Those people ain't judging nobody. They're just too busy flinging burgers.
They don't even want to be there if you can tell with their expression on their face. What do you want?
Oh, I had somebody ask me, because I got two, like, combo meals, and they said something about, do you need two straws? And I was like, no, it's for me. And she just looked at me, and I was like, I mean, two straws is great. Yeah. Thank you.
And Hawk, you say they don't want to be there, but I challenge you on that with Hardee's, on Woodruff Road at least. They are the friendliest people I ever go through.
It's hit or miss. Like, some of the employees love being there. And then there's some that just do not. You can just tell. It's like, I'm afraid to order sometimes. I've turned around and just walked out. I'm scared of you.
The lady this morning at Hardee's called me baby. So I was like.
Yeah, she's super nice.
I love that. I was like, thank you.
But all the people at that Hardee's are nice. I go through there a lot for biscuits.
Every morning.
That's my confusion. I'm like, why don't y'all scratch each other's back? It's like, hey, I'm going to Hardee's. You need anything? Because y'all go almost every day.
Because he'd have to pick it up every day because I'm always late.
Yeah, and plus one of them would get cold. Yeah. One person would get a cold one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my problem is if I go out with friends and I'm out for the night and we go eat first, then I'm throwing away half my food that I can't take with me.
Oh, because you're going out afterwards.
Yes. So, yeah. And I agree. Leftovers. So if I am going to a restaurant in a home, I'll get a big meal because I have lunch tomorrow.
But you just need to carry a cooler around with you.
You know, I just got one in the back of my car.
Just get you one of those little school lunch boxes to take with you.
Scooby-Doo.
I brought my own today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I was telling you that August is eye exam month, so you might want to go get your eyes examined.
Who said that?
I am over here. I am over here. Yes. You know, and I was talking about as far as the eye charts, you know, you go in there and you got to do the eye chart. They'll switch them up on you and play that little trick and stuff. Like, you know, you have your glasses on and you're like, oh, okay, I got it down. I'm cheating right now. They come in, they're like, we've switched it on you.
You feel like you're failing a test. They're like, better one or two. And you're like, I didn't notice
those
a difference.
Those are the ones that kill me, man. It's the better one. This one, that one. Yeah. Which one? Number one, number two. And you're going, ah, boy, that is a tough question right there.
Then you're like, can you do it just one more time? Again? Oh, again? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you feel so guilty. You're like, okay, I'm not going to go a third time. So you're like, two. You're just guessing.
Well, I used to go in and I would try my best. I couldn't even see the letter. And I'm like, I'm going to say a 9. Or an S.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm trying to guess, and I'm thinking, I think I need to be more honest and say, that's blurry. I can't tell what it is.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he guessed that right.
Yeah,
he can see fine.
Yeah.
What's the smallest thing you can see? Kato said he said made in China.
Made in China.
That's great.
They're like, dang, you got 2,100, buddy.
The test is over after that. They're like, well, you passed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, ladies, if you want to look younger, you need to not wear glasses because a study said that people who wear glasses tend to look 3 years older.
Oh, man.
And more, like younger kids, they will wear glasses just to look older.
Right. They'll wear glasses with plain glass in them with no prescription.
Okay, but some of us are just trying to see, and now suddenly they're like, you look old and haggard, girl. Take them glasses off.
That's because people who can't see well, usually that happens when you get older.
No,
so
I started in 9th grade.
Okay.
I know, but then you got, because I had a buddy, Tom, that did that. I'm like, I didn't know you wore glasses. He goes, I don't. He's like, I just think these look cool, and they make me look smarter.
See, I don't get that.
I don't completely either, but a lot of kids do it.
Well, you see it all over, like online and in magazines and stuff. It's like you got this good-looking guy that's got the glasses on to look cool.
I used to wear contacts to make me look cooler. No, honestly, they were the colored ones. You know, you could wear, colored contacts. No, I actually needed them at the time, but... I know people did buy the colored contacts just to change their eye color.
If I thought I could even put a contact in my eye, I would buy the
blue ones. I couldn't do that, yeah.
I can barely put eye drops in.
You have blue eyes.
Sometimes they're bloodshot.
Can you get those in a contact lens?
You get those cat eyes.
I think you can.
I want the bloodshot ones. So I'm going to take a picture, say I'm sick and don't have to go into work today.
I've been up all night working. See, this makes me mad because I'm tired of people belittling people because they choose to wear some. Wear whatever you want that makes you feel comfortable and don't let anybody bother you.
You were just making fun of them.
Shut up, 4 hours.
You're on something today, and it's not nice.
I got sleep.
I'll say this, though. What's up with those big rim black nerdy glasses that the girls
That's
are
just
wearing?
Mean.
I like my glasses.
You know what?
That is so rude. What is happening?
It looks like that bit on SNL with Will Ferrell, that Harry Carey bit where he goes, hi, I'm Harry Carey. And he's got those big, huge, you know, like your Elton John glasses that he used to wear.
Austin Powers, didn't
Austin he? Austin Powers. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's in style. I don't fully understand it.
But that's, they're going back to the 50s. It's like, you know.
But don't you worry about what people say. You wear exactly what you want to wear.
I don't have to worry about people. It's just you two.
So you like those big black rimmed glasses?
I just bought them, yeah.
It's almost like you've got goggles
on.
You know what? It's like you're welding something at home.
Well, but think about it. Before that was the bug eye glasses. Those were dumb, too.
Oh, man, what is that?
They were the giant roundish bug eyed shape. They made it look like you were a dragonfly.
What?
Yeah. Not to judge.
But if you
want to
wear it, wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah. It's making you look 3 years older.
I'm blessed.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.